previously on Slapping This KC. Slap, slap, slapping this, slapping this KC.
Check it out, man.
That's awesome. Hey, Discers. We're at Cedar Ridge Disc Golf Course in Bonner Springs, Kansas. It's me, Trees Bay. I'm here with Mr. Bojangles.
Hello. Okay, so am I just a little bit messed up, or is basket spelled like that?
Yeah.
Is it?
Do you think there's a C in there?
Yeah.
Thinking bucket. Hole 10, folks, is 150-foot downhill through the woods. We got a blue basket down there.
Just on the other side is Grandma's house.
Oh no. Just got kicked out in the woods. That's not good. That's not so bad.
I hear a train a coming. Rolling around the bend. We haven't both hit par since. We played a different course.
Have we had any par trains yet?
We haven't had one. I just checked.
Barely got over the basket.
Par train!
Par train!
Go team. So, my work is doing a corporate challenge next year.
Nice. So you're gonna join the...
There is a disc golf challenge, so I got to get my game up.
Can you ask Ron to hire me for a day so I can come play with you?
Back to our uphill shot.
Yeah. Hole 11, this is uphill through the woods, yay! Your favorite.
I don't see the basket though.
175 foot or 235 foot, both par 3.
Hold on, let me check our handy-dandy map.
Been hitting trees?
Very mature throw.
Thanks.
And trees. It's kind of weird having the pool noise in the background of all the time.
Yeah.
I wonder if the podcast is picking it up.
Oh, probably. I feel like you always get injured on the course. What's up with that? Thin
this
skin.
This God's man to sacrifice. Once I've said it 1,000 times. Next par. There's a natural spring through here.
I think it might be runoff from the pool.
Oh, you think we won't have this problem come November?
No. No. This is definitely pool runoff. This is kind of like at Sarco Par where there's that one hill that's always muddy. This guy not even putting his bag down. Ooh. You know what we haven't done this whole season? Frizzonis?
What?
Frizzonis?
You've got to be kidding.
Have we?
I feel like this summer's passed so fast. It was like 1 week you were on vacation and 1 week I was on vacation.
Are you still bleeding or is it stopped?
I'm just going to let it.
Hey, Discers, we're on hole number 12 here at Cedar Ridge Disc Golf Course in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Hole 12, there's only one pin position, 150 foot uphill. This is a really pretty hill, though. This isn't muddy like the last couple hills.
Okay, so we both got pars in the last few, right?
Yeah, still your box. Shit.
Gotta get out my baby's diaper to... Wipe off my... Never mind. I'm not going to even finish that sentence. I will clean my wound, though. I wish that there was a pad here, too, because it would be nice to have some good footing. I guess it's only 150 feet. I could just probably do a stand. Just taking my time. I own this box.
Nice shot, man.
Thank you.
All right, this is tricky. You set yourself up pretty well.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You went for it, though. I'm proud of you for that.
Listeners, I'd like to apologize for the music right now. Nothing to do about it. Fuck.
We'll give you that one.
Yeah, sorry.
You're just a little bit country depressed, weren't you?
A little bit. There you go. Back in it. Think they got a snack bar open to the public?
I don't know. What was your favorite? I kind of liked those frozen Snickers bars.
Snow cone.
Must be dog day at the pool.
Yeah, there are so many dogs in this pool. This is awesome.
And that must be keeping away other people. If they don't bring a dog, you can't get in?
I think they're just flooding them in the kiddie pool. Disc and Jane would be melting right now.
I wonder if there's any way I can get to that. What do you think? It's just gotta be past these trees, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Hi Discers, we're on hole 13.
Sorry. Cedar Ridge Disc Golf Course in Bonner Springs, Kansas.
That's right. We got a little distracted. Hole 13's right next to the pool and they're having like some sort of dog day.
Do you think it's there's pooch at the pool? That's what I'd call it.
Could be. There's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least 10 dogs.
All of them big, too.
They're all pretty big. They're playing in the kiddie pool, and it's awesome. And it is Mr. Poljangle's box. We are looking at a downhill, 210-foot par 3. Can't really see the basket.
I'm just going to try and put it over this.
Yeah, it's probably just hiding right behind him.
Look at that grouping.
Look at that grouping.
So the pool is cool, the music's not your scene?
I can deal with it. Not too happy about it as far as the podcast goes, but... Wow, look at this grouping. Killed it.
Synchronized putting?
Sure.
For him. Nice birdie. Might almost hit yours in the air.
Almost.
We almost crossed the discs.
Yeah, buddy.
Good
tweet,
bird.
Tweet.
Good birdie.
Hole 14, folks. Ooh, we got three different positions on this one.
Got an A, B, and C.
All right, well, it's got to be up there somewhere, right?
Oh, there's the basket.
There's the basket.
Pressure's up.
Pressure makes diamonds, yo.
I guess so. Did you think Scott Reed sits there and listens to our podcast and goes, those guys mentioned me again? Or do you think he sits there and goes, why don't those fucking assholes learn another fucking disc golfer?
Shout out to Scott Reek.
Oh, that's still your box, buddy.
My box. Oh, shit.
Muddy box, too.
Hole 15.
Check out.
You got 195 foot or 240 foot.
I didn't think so far.
Kind of uphill.
I see one on the left.
Yeah, that's probably the close one.
That's probably the 195.
Okay.
What is this hole, 15?
15.
So it looks like it's going to be slightly jagged to your right.
Doesn't really play to my strengths, but that's all right. All right.
I think we don't have a bottle of whiskey with us right now, so I think that would be uncorked. Go.
Looking for my disc?
Right here. Double-decker bogey box.
That wasn't nice to either of us. Hole 16, folks. Hole 16.
Hole 16 could use some of the mulch that's washed away. A position, if you will.
Is it me?
Yeah, man. You had that birdie that you're so proud of.
I am proud
of
that.
Rubbing it in my face.
Birdie was sweet. Yeah, that's right.
Oops.
This would have been a good one to if you knew how to roll well. That one. Nice round, man.
So that three more holes, though.
I mean, that hole. Nice hole.
I got a bogey. You got a par, though.
Way I was to talking to myself.
Oh.
That's not nice.
Sorry. Man, you've had the box a lot today.
Kind of have. Kid's book. Where's Waldo? But instead of Waldo, it's Jesus.
Where's
and
Jesus?
It could be called Finding Jesus. And you put in like old biblical scenes, and you have like Moses and Noah and all those things, and you have like the comedic things just like in Where's Waldo, but Jesus is in there somewhere.
I think it's got
and
legs.
Someone says like, hey, what'd you do this weekend? I found Jesus. There he is. He's always like hiding behind a donkey or something. Hole 17, folks.
Kind of like waving a little bit, yeah, in the background.
You can find him because he's the one with the halo. Hole 17, folks. 210, 340. We don't know.
I think we're going three. As if it was the 210, it feels like it'd be a little closer.
Yeah. Regardless, this looks a lot like hole one. Was it hole one or hole two? Hole
where
two.
We couldn't see anything?
Yeah. Where was that long, narrow corridor?
Yeah, very right, similar.
Well, I'm just gonna throw. We'll just see what happens.
It.
It's up there somewhere.
Going to drive it.
Get through there. Don't. Cedars. There's a lot of cedar.
You know what we haven't had a lot of?
Skeeters.
That's true. I was told there's a lot of ticks out here. I haven't seen any yet. That was just lazy. That was just laziness.
The last box shall be Mr. Poe Jangle's box. Mm.
God! I'm so mad.
Sounds a little awkward, doesn't it?
It's all right. I can live with it. I feel like I've had the box enough today.
Remind me, I need to stop at a quick trip because Sweet Lady Jingle's out.
Yeah, we do.
Some stuff.
Cause Frizzoni.
I know Frizzoni. I know all about that, but I got some other purchases to make.
Okay. I can do that. Bit of a walk to hole 18. We don't know exactly where we're going here.
It's skate enough.
I feel like we're pretty far away from the pool though.
Well, I can see the poles, the lights over there. But I can still hear like Miranda Lambert is moving the hell up.
I'm excited to see what it looks like in fall. Because the cedars aren't going nowhere.
Right.
Like at Heritage, there's not nearly as much cedar.
You'll still have plenty of
foliage? Foliage?
Foliage?
Foliage.
I don't see the basket. I'm just going to throw it straight. Okay?
You do you, man.
Cedar ate my back. Cedar ate my...
Ate your disc?
If you could hit that cedar and knock mine down, that'd be nice. You'll see it. It's like hanging in a Christmas tree.
Oh, I see it.
Ah, rub-a-pum-pum.
Oof. Sorry, man. So, like I said, I've been watching The Wire.
The Wire.
And they talk about strawberry soda a lot.
Does it make you want a strawberry soda?
It made me go out and buy strawberry soda. And I was kind of not as... I was a little let down.
Because you thought it was going to be better? Because don't they eat it at like one of those places that sells lake trout?
It's like the only thing anyone orders other than whiskey. All the kids in season three,
strawberry
soda. Anyone in interrogation, strawberry soda. Bang and chains.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy. Nice round.
Thank you. That's a little awkward coming out on the wrong back side of a pool.
No, we're not creepy.
How much is it to get in?
The docks ones were closing at
Oh, I'm not getting in. I'm just curious what you guys usually...
So it's usually $5. However, our last day for people was yesterday. Sure. But we will open again Memorial Day weekend next year. So
how often do you do the dog thing?
Once a year.
Once a year?
Right after just we close it to day. People, then we open it up for the dogs. The proceeds do go to local Bonner Animal Rescue. It has tons of fun.
Awesome.
Cool. Look cool. Thank you.
Support.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'll pass on to the next guys. We built it completely in-house. It's great.
Oh, that's cool.
They did a great job. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very neat. Very unique.
Thank you.
So. Uh-huh. Shout out to the maintenance guys.
Yeah. They seem friendly.
They did.
All right, so next summer, we know... Just drop the kids off at the pool. $5.
$5?
It's worth it.
Play around and then jump in yourself.
It's quite the coincidence we're here on Dogapalooza Day.
Is that what it officially was called?
Yeah.
Dogapalooza? I like that.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm so ready for frizzoni.
I might have to get you to... Oh, I think there might be...
I'll Google it, man. There's got to be one around.
I think I know where one is. I think there's another one on the other side of...
Volleyball? Beach volleyball?
Some soccer fields?
That's a pretty legit beach volleyball course. Man, this is a nice park. We can do a double. Do Wyandotte, go swimming, play this one.
On the beer scale, I feel like it's... I mean, I think you wouldn't want to be advertising it, but I don't think it'd be too bad.
There's trash cans. There's, I mean, yeah, this is definitely a drinking park. Top five.
It's a top fiver.
I'm gonna give it my number one for parks.
Because it's got a pool, sand volleyball.
The whole thing is just.
You got.
Fishing.
Fishing, man.
It's like a combo of Down Under and Heritage.
Yeah. But even the ones that are kind of pseudo open are still pretty tight fairways. I mean, I thought all the holes were fair, even the short holes. Because if you missed your line by just a foot or two, then you were hosed. It's hard to get it up and down if you hit something.
Well, discers, that was fun. That was a fun round.
We had a good time.
I'm going to give this course a 4.5 out of 5. Only thing it's lacking is some tee pads.
Yeah. I think it's going to be 5 out of 5 once the tee pads are poured.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping to see some frames out there, like they're getting.
You're not going to be able to hear anything you're saying. You're standing on a car that's running.
I'm not saying anything then.
That's fine.
Did you see that big butterfly go by?
Yeah, I saw a couple monarchs while we were playing. So as long as there's not a tornado going on, this is a nice course.
Are you saying the fit roars? The engine just roars and can't hear me?
Just saying, you don't have a microphone on you. Yeah. I'll show you. You'll see in post. I'll make
fun of me?
Yeah.
If you could just like splice something else I said that was very poignant, that'd be good.
How about this? I just get some of this audio.
Well, you're the one that's standing like this.
Yeah, now I can just cut this under everything you said the whole podcast. Let's put it in the background.
What a dick. Go listen to 104.3 there.
All right. Let's get some frizzonis. Shout out to everyone and all the people and all the things, and hit like, subscribe, tell your friends. Vote.
Get out there and vote that booth.
Bang those chains, kids.
Wah!
That was bad. I'll fix that in post. slap, slap, slap and disc.